The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Two Chairs No Waiting, episode number 133, The Graskills Interview, part one. Two Chairs No Waiting is brought to you each week by the good folks over at WeaversDepartmentStore.com. Drop by over at Weavers and you'll find all kinds of great Mayberry items. Got music CDs, you got DVDs of The Andy Griffith Show, Gomer Pyle, Matlock. They got all kinds of things for Andy Griffith Show fans at WeaversDepartmentStore.com. Two Chairs No Waiting is also brought to you by donations from listeners just like you. The executive producer of episode number 133 of Two Chairs No Waiting is Bob James. Hey, Bob, we really appreciate it. Thanks a lot for your support. Hello, everybody. I'm Alan Newsom, your host for Two Chairs No Waiting, and it is great to have you with me here tonight. It's always great to have you visit with Mayberry, and we got a really special thing tonight. We're going to be talking with the Graskills. Well, now, the Graskills are the 2001, let's see if I can say this right, Society for the Preservation of Bluegrass Music of America Instrumental Group of the Year. And they won all kinds of other awards in the past as well. They're also, their mandolin player is the mandolin player of the year, the banjo player of the year. They won the Bluegrass Band of the Year last year from the same group. And it's the SPBGMA. But that's the Society for the Preservation of Bluegrass Music of America. So I couldn't figure out how to say SPBGMA as a word. So I just had to spell it out for you. But the Graskills are, they're a lot of fun. They were at Mayberry Days last year. I can't remember what we say during the interview, so I won't talk a lot about it. But I introduced them to myself when I was able to call them to do the interview. And I told them, I said, hey, before we get started, I want you to know that last year at Mayberry Days, because they were there last year for the Mayor's Proclamation, and I was there with them, able to cut the hair of some of them. And you can see me, if you're on the video podcast, you'll see there's a picture of me in the background as they are singing at Mayberry Days. But I was able to introduce them and introduce myself to them so that they would know who they were talking to. So they were just really nice guys, and didn't bother them at all having Floyd and Barney and Otis and everybody else that was messing with them while they were singing at the Mayor's Proclamation. So, hey, I appreciate that, and, you know, their class act. Now, that said, I was joined for this interview by two of the members of the Graskills. It was Terry Eldridge. He's a guitar player in the picture that I'll try to have posted at Facebook.com. And also by Terry Smith. He's the bass player. So those two guys joined me for the interview, and let's just get right into it because it's about 14 minutes long, and I want you guys to be able to enjoy it. So here's part one of the interview with the Graskills. Hello, everybody, and this is Alan Newsom, and I'm here with Terry Eldridge and Terry Smith from the Graskills. Guys, it's great to have you with us.
Great to be here.
These guys are both huge Andy Griffith Show fans. So, hey, I want to ask you guys, what's your favorite episode of the Andy Griffith Show?
Mine may be the pickle episode. I like that one a whole lot. That's Terry Smith.
Ain't B's Pickles.
And one of mine is Hot Rod Otis. When Otis gets the car, him and Barney get down on the floor in the courthouse, and they're during traffic test, you know.
Right. And Andy said, Barney, you might fit in yours, but Otis will never fit in his.
Yeah. Yeah, he's like, there ain't no way I'm gonna fit mine. there's so many. I mean, the show was just so dabbering great, Alan. I mean, me and Smitty both think it's It's the best television show ever made.
Oh, the very best. I mean, the one with the girl convicts.
Yeah, that one too.
Convicts at Large. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's Convicts at Large with Big Maude,
yeah.
Naomi, and Sally. Yeah.
Yeah.
Such a good one. I mean, Don Knotts and McNair. I mean, they both just it's such chemistry.
And
yeah.
Sally dances with Al.
Yeah. Al, he dances with Sally. Yeah, that's right. If you come up there, it's goodbye, Al. That's right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, it's goodbye, Al. There's just so many of them. I mean, almost all of them. I mean, especially all the black and white ones. And just.
Well, I always say my favorite one's whichever one I watch last, just about, because every episode is special.
I love that one with Uncle Ollie in it. I mean, that was one Don Knotts wasn't in.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that is hilarious. I mean, that's one of my favorites. Oh, yeah. It's great.
He kept running the siren all over town in the squad
car.
Oh,
yeah, that's it, yeah.
Didn't sleep a wink without my goose down pillow. That's right.
That's right. Not a wink.
Not a wink. If I have to get out of this bed.
Now you see what she done to me. She got me all tore up.
Well, Ollie, I found if you read a magazine, just read a little article.
So, hey, are the other folks in the band, or are they big Mayberry fans too?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Every one of us all love it, but it's me and Smitty are the diehard ones.
If it's on, we're going to watch it, regardless of what else is on.
Yeah, I don't care if the president's on talking. I'm going to watch Andy Griffith.
That's right. Well, that's what it should be. That's what it should be.
Well, I think the thing is, the show was so. I wish Americans would watch it more, because it teaches you a way of life to live and to treat people, too.
Mm-hmm.
Each show had a moral and a meaning to it. And,
there's even a Mayberry Bible study, you know, that's related on the Andy Griffith Show like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, they need to. I think they need to teach it in schools today. I think they ought to show it. They ought to have a classroom about the Andy Griffith Show. And I think kids would be growing up a whole lot better than dad and going out and shooting and killing each other or cutting their throats or doing drugs.
Yeah, they'd be a lot happier.
That's right. I agree 100%.
Yeah, I really do. I think it's a great teaching lesson.
I met you guys last year at Mayberry Days in 2010. You guys were, I don't know if you were driving through town or what, but I didn't know you were going to be there, but you were at the Mayor's Proclamation on that Friday morning and actually sang for the crowd. So how did y'all happen to be in Mount Airy, North Carolina that day?
We were just en route, going somewhere. I cannot remember where we were going that weekend, but it was just booked to where we could do it, you know. And anytime we can do that, we'll do it, because we are such fans of it. And anytime we can be part of that show or Andy Griffith or anything like that, we'll do it.
Anytime connected to, you know. And the new album, Andy actually kicked us out, or one of it. He said he wanted us to do the songs on it.
Oh, really? That's big. I didn't know that. So now the album, just so everybody will know, is called Dance Till Your Stockings Are Hot and Ravelin', a tribute to the music of the Andy Griffith Show. And it's already out right now for electronic download. You can get it through iTunes and through your website, graskles.com. You can buy it there as well. It'll be being released later this year, I believe in June. It's coming out on CD as well. You guys, you did that song. It's the tribute to the music. Have you guys ever gotten to play with the Dillards?
Not necessarily them. I've played some music with Doug before, with Doug Dillard. And I think you have too, Andy Smith.
Yeah, I played. We played shows that the Dillards were on.
Yeah, yeah.
We've done a few of those.
Yeah, we did. Actually, we did a festival out in California called the Huck Finn Festival. Mm-hmm. And Dillard's was on that. We got to play that with them, but we never got to actually play music with them.
Yeah.
We just played a couple shows with them. And I've known Doug for probably 20 years or more.
Wow. Doug's amazing. He's the, for the folks that don't know, he's the banjo playing darling boy from the Andy Griffith Show. They were part of the Dillards. And Doug's always amazed me when I watch him playing the banjo. Especially, he slowed down some recently, but I mean, his fingers, he picks that banjo so fast. It's just amazing to watch.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he used to come to my birthday parties. I used to have a big birthday parties here all the time at my house. Come over and we'd pick and sing, play, have a good time.
So I guess your love of the Andy Griffith Show is what encouraged you guys to decide to make this new album.
Yeah, And also, we're going to be doing some shows. We're going to be doing our regular stuff, our regular show, but we're also going to be doing, in the middle part of it, we're going to be doing like trivia and singing these songs, a tribute to the Ann Griffith Show, the music from his show. We're going to be doing some dates with that.
That's great. Yeah, we'll get that information. Make sure we have it at Mayberry.com, too, or at iMayberry.com, so that you guys...
And also, they can check out our website, just Graskles.com.
Graskles.com. Yeah, we'll have links to that as well. So your guys are going to ask trivia questions from the stage.
Well, actually, what we're going to do is have people from the crowd ask, like, me and Smitty trivia questions, try to stump us.
Mm-hmm.
And if they stump us, then they get one of those CDs.
That's
Somebody
great.
Got us off stage. I wonder if you can get this one. Do you know how fast Goober's motorboat goes?
No, but that's fast on water.
Yeah. 80 miles an hour.
That's right. 80 miles an hour.
Yeah, that's fast on water. That's right.
Yeah, they got us the other day on that. Hey, the other one, what was Opie baited the hook with?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, what did Opie bait the hook with?
I don't remember.
When they were out fishing.
Mm-hmm. What was it?
Some ham from 8B Sandwich.
Ham from 8B Sandwich. Oh, I remember that. Yeah, because worms and stuff, they're always seeing worms and things. So it's natural they go for that ham. That's right.
Yeah. That was the second episode. That was the one with the, they were trying to catch the fugitive.
That's right. The guy that stole the boat in the episode. Yeah.
Poland. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So they're going to be trying to ask you trivia questions, and you've got to try to get them right. Now, I'm not that good at the trivia when it comes to that. Now, I can remember quotes from the show and things like that, but when you get specifics on me, it messes me up. I can't do it. So I'd feel more pressure if I had to give away something every time that happened.
Well, between me and Smitty, it kind of helps work out, because me and him both, what I don't remember, he remembers.
Mm-hmm.
What he don't remember, I remember that. So it kind of works out. But we have been stumped.
Oh, yeah, I definitely would be. That's good. Well, that's a great idea, though. That gets the audience involved and just encourages participation during the show, too. That's great.
And it's amazing what people know. I mean, it's just...
Oh, it is amazing.
They know something about the show.
Yes, it is amazing. The trivia questions that are asked at Mayberry Days, they have a big trivia contest during Mayberry Days. It's called it's like the Super Bowl of Mayberry Trivia. And it's things like, you know, what was the tail number on the plane that Aunt B flew? Things like that.
Oh, well, see, I don't know that. No,
I didn't know either. And it just so happened, though, that year at Mayberry Days, the T-shirt that was made actually had the airplane on it and actually had the tail number. But people had to realize they could look. Great. Now, I've already downloaded. I've had your CD, I guess it's not a CD. I downloaded all the CD from iTunes right after I heard about it. And, you know, I'm loving it. I've been listening to it, and I was thrilled when I was contacted by your management to be able to interview you, because as soon as I had heard it, I was like, man, I'd love to be able to play that on the podcast and be able to let people hear some of this stuff. And then they contacted me to be able to interview you. So I was extremely excited about it. Doing that. The songs are great. I especially love the new ones, which are the ones I hadn't heard. The Mayberry's Finest Theme I had heard, but the was it Boy Giraffes Are Selfish? Isn't that right?
Yeah.
I love that one.
They actually asked us to write that.
Yeah, I love that, because I had, you know, of course it's new and I never heard it, and so I loved it, you know.
Yeah, we're just, I mean, you know what, you know, that's from Dogs, Dogs, Dogs.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Barney's doing the, his talk about, you know, Opie's worried about all the dogs being out in the storm. And, you know, he's talking, he said, now, if they giraffe, it'd be different, because giraffes are tall, you know, tall and close up in the air, you know, about getting struck by lightning.
Looking out for number one with their heads in the air.
Yeah, that's it, exactly. Always looking out for number one and all that. And then you just like,
boy, giraffes
are selfish.
And that had to be the hook line of the song, too.
Oh, yes.
No other line it could have been.
That was great. Yeah, and I love it, because, you know, it's got, you can tell you're fans of the show because of the lines you used in there. And it's just, it's so fun for anybody that's a fan of the Andy Griffith Show to listen to that and be able to hear you guys sing about that song with Boy Giraffes Are Selfish.
We needed to tie it in. We needed to tell the story kind of what the episode was about.
Yeah. Now the Mayberry's Finest theme, I've heard that before, but I never heard it like that exactly. I never heard the whole thing. I mean, it's kind of like that too, because it's got lines and things in there from the show or ties in like that. So it's always fun for me to hear that kind of thing. And it's great to see the love of the Andy Griffith Show coming through from you guys.
Yeah. Jamie actually, cause we were trying to get the sponsorship through them. And, Jamie had called me and he said, T, we need a song. We need a theme song for them. So I called him back in about 15 minutes. I had the first verse written. Then we went out that weekend up to Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, and then the rest of the band, all the rest of us wrote it. So that's how that came about.
That's pretty neat. And then the Boy Giraffes Are Selfish has got a similar tune to it. I noticed that, but the lyrics were different. And the tune's different, but it's... But I love it. And I think anybody that's a fan of the Andy Griffith Show is going to love hearing that. Plus, you guys did a great job with your tribute to this music from the Andy Griffith Show. You got Dooley on there. You did Leaning on the Everlasting Arm with the Darlings Sang when Ernest T was trying to marry, Ernest T was trying to get Charlene. That was when the Darlings were singing that on that episode.
I wouldn't marry you if you was the last man on earth.
Oh, that's right. That's a great line. That's a great line. Ernest T sees Barney uncover his face right there, and the look on Ernest T's face is just classic.
And later he tries to get him to dance, too.
Yeah.
I'd appreciate you dance with me, Deputy.
Oh, yeah, that is absolutely great. And you've got, I think I said Dooley. Dooley's on there, leaning on the everlasting arm. Boil Them Cabbage Down, Stay All Night, Stay a Little Longer. It's just an old Joe Clark. It's a great series to listen to, and I was kind of wishing that Charlene would jump in on some of the songs and sing.
We met her a couple of times. She loves us, man.
Mm-hmm.
Maggie Peterson.
She's mm-hmm.
Nice, sweet woman.
Oh, she
put
is.
That boy down.
What is it? Your mouth says no, but your eyes say yes. Is that right?
Yeah.
Now, you guys have won all kinds of awards. I was looking at some of this stuff. This year, you guys were the Instrumental Group of the Year.
Yeah,
folks, if they don't know about you, they need to be finding out. And especially if you're fans of bluegrass music, obviously. You guys are amazing. I got to see you guys in person there, and got to cut one of you's hair or pretend to at least. So while you're on stage, and it's a pleasure to get to watch you guys perform like that as well. So I definitely encourage people to be able to go out and see you in person.
Well, thanks, Lord.
Hey, well, that's it, folks. That's the end of the first part of our interview with the Grascals. I hope you guys have enjoyed that. That was, I enjoyed it. I hope you guys did. It was a lot of fun being able to spend time with them. And we've got another 15 minutes or so. This was about 14 minutes tonight. We got about another 15 minutes coming up on our next episode of Two Chairs, No Waiting, just visiting with the guys. And it was only scheduled for about a 15-minute interview as total. But we were just enjoying, and you could tell, I believe, by listening, just the talking about the Andy Griffith Show. I mean, and just how great their knowledge of the show was. They were doing lines back and forth with me. Now, we got some folks here in the chat room tonight that I was able to actually be reading some of the things they were commenting on during the interview. And Briscoe Darling is in here. And he was saying that he'd have to corner them at an event he's going to be at, that they will be there, and try to stump them in trivia questions. And I'm pretty sure he could do it. He's pretty good at the trivia. But, folks, I definitely want to encourage you to go out, and you can go out. The album itself will not be out until, the release date for the actual CD, I say album, a CD, is in June 7th. But they already have a digital release. Now, June 7th, I understand, I believe Weavers will have the CD. So you'll be able to go to weaversdepartmentstore.com and pick it up. But until then, you can actually go to grascals.com. I'll have a link in the show notes about that and get their CD. Or you can get it off of iTunes. That's where I picked it up. because you know, I couldn't wait. You know how that goes. And so I went out to iTunes and picked up their music. And I tell you, it's great. They've got Dooley, Boil Them Cabbage Down, Stay All Night, Stay a Little Longer, Old Joe Clark. But the one you're really going to love, I mean, not that you won't love all of them, but just because you haven't heard it before, I think you're really going to enjoy the Boy Giraffes Are Selfish. Because it's just a lot of fun, and it's got all kinds of quotes and stuff from the Andy Griffith Show itself. So I definitely encourage you to get out there and get you a copy. It's not very expensive, and you can get it from the Graskles. And I'm trying to work a deal so that I'll actually have some copies here that we might be able to give away that would be autographed by some of the band. So I don't know if that's going to work out, but if it does, I'll be sure to let you know. So you guys keep listening. If you got any questions, comments, I guess I can't ask them any more questions, probably. I won't have access to them again for a while. But if you have questions or comments about Two Chairs No Waiting, I would love to hear them. We've been getting a lot of good feedback lately, both voicemail and others. We had a couple of them from our last episode about Poor Butterfly. So I'll be bringing that to you in the future after we wrap up our Graskles interviews. And just hang in there. If you've been calling me or leaving me comments, we're going to have an episode and try to catch up on all that feedback. Because, wow, folks, you, the listeners of this podcast, you're the ones who drive the content. You're the ones that know a lot more than I do about a lot of subjects. So I definitely would love to hear from you as much as possible. And we're still getting stuff about the Lum and Abner. I got a great thing the other day in the mail, and we'll go into this too soon, about a tribute to Opie Cates. And so we actually have pictures of him now and a lot more information about him than I had before. And this came from the official publication of the National Lum and Abner Society. They provided this to me, and I just want to thank those guys for doing that. And we've actually got a CD now that came from them as well that's got, guess, I won't even tell you, somebody else from the Andy Griffith Show was on Lum and Abner, and we'll be hearing some of that later too. So that's just some teasers. I hope you guys are enjoying all these little connections I'm finding, and if you got them out there, send them to me, because I'd love to be able to share them with everybody and get them recorded so that, you know, history won't forget these things, because, you know, I will forget them, I'm sure. But luckily, I can go back and listen to myself and talk, and it will remind me, or he will, or I will, or I already have enough trouble being Floyd and Alan. I don't need to be referring to the podcast guy as a different person either. So, folks, hey, I want to thank you again for coming. I want to thank you for dropping in to Mayberry and listening. I hope you enjoy the interview with the Graskles. You can email me at floyd@imayberry.com. You can call me at 888-684-8415. Or you can drop a note at the Two Chairs No Waiting website, or over at facebook.com/twochairs. So any of those ways, feel free to get in touch with me. I'd love to hear from you. And we'll be seeing you guys next week on Two Chairs No Waiting, your Mayberry podcast. Bye, folks.